This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2024 was inducted this past Saturday night, and Jack Black was on hand to induct Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness. And there were some really cool moments where he was highlighting Ozzy's career, and we have some of that audio.
The greatest front man in the history of rock and roll, Ozzy Osbourne.
Even when Jack sounds like he's about to say something heartfelt and sincere, I'm still waiting for him to say something completely ridiculous.
Absolutely.
His voice just always makes me think he's about to say something completely absurd.
Proving insane lasting power. Then what? The Osbournes. Yeah, he teamed up with his family to create another genre, reality TV. Maybe the most evil thing he ever did. But there is no denying it. His whole family were hilarious and intensely entertaining. Then what? Oh, maybe just a little thing called Ozfest. Only the most successful heavy metal music festival of all times. Ozzy, stop creating incredibly successful, genre-defining, world-changing hits. It's too much success for one lifetime.
I mean, I know he's paying tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. Really, though, that speech felt like he was paying tribute to Sharon Osbourne, because I don't think Ozzy came up with any of those ideas.
No.
I think that was all from the mind of Sharon.
Absolutely. Everybody's been pretty worried about his health, you know, concerns and things of that nature, and he was the only inductee that was seated.
Yeah, because he has a hard time standing right now.
He sure does, and they gave him a bat throne to sit on, which was very, very appropriate, and he did give a little bit of a speech. It was a brief one, and we have part of it.
Well, here we are. You know what? I can't believe I'm here myself, you know what I mean? I've been fortunate over the years to play with some of the world's greatest guitar players, drummers, bass players, and that. Few of them are here tonight, but I want to spend one thing for a guy by the name of Randy Rhoads. Because if I hadn't met Randy Rhoads, I don't think I'd be sitting here now. And more so, more than that, my wife Sharon. Saved my life. And my grandbabies and my baby. I love them all.
That's awesome. It doesn't sound that bad. Like, I mean, that sounds no different than what he sounded like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's just standard Ozzy.
That's just pretty much Ozzy talk right there.
Jelly Roll was one of the many musicians who performed to honor Ozzy Osbourne, and he did Mama, I'm Coming Home.
And this was kind of like the high of highs, but then towards the end it was the low of lows. Should we start with the high of highs?
Yes.
Okay.
And times go by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
This sounds pretty good right there. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just him and the guitar. It's Jelly Roll. But then at the end, like, he was trying to hit certain notes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really, some people got all worked up about it. I mean, he's Jelly Roll, whatever. Like, but you could tell, like, he needed a little help, like maybe a backing vocalist.
Totally.
Every day.
Okay, that was like a Scott Stapp growl right there. I like that.
I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
You're just having a little bit of a tough time. I think with a backing vocalist would have sounded just fine.
Then it was Billy Idol who performed No More Tears.
And in the dark we'll bring another attack. Oh, yeah!
I'll be honest, I didn't know I needed Billy Idol singing Ozzy Osbourne until I saw Billy Idol singing Ozzy Osbourne.
It's pretty great.
I thought it was pretty cool. Also, what a great backing band.
Totally.
I mean, what they have, it was like Wolfgang on bass, and he was crushing it on the bass, and then with Chad Smith on drums.
Yes.
Who else? Who was on guitar?
I can't remember who was on guitar other than Wolfie.
No, it was, Wolfgang was on guitar. Yeah. It was Robert Trujillo on bass. My bad.
There you go.
I screwed you up.
No, you're totally fine. But then another highlight for many was the fact that Maynard James Keenan of Tool performed Crazy Train with Wolfie, Chad, Robert Trujillo, and this is what that sounded like.
It's weird hearing Maynard sing Ozzy. I don't know if I'm a fan of it, but it was still cool to see Maynard sing Ozzy.
He just has such a distinct voice, you know?
I'm willing to give him more of a pass than Jelly Roll, even though I think they both kind of did about the same as far as performance.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was really perfect out there, but it was really fun to see.
But that's really the point, is just to have fun and pay tribute. And I think it's just like the uniqueness of hearing some of these artists like Billy Idol and Maynard, and then also and Jelly Roll just sing songs that you never expect them to sing.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.